This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain has given emergency approval to a new COVID-19 vaccine developed by U.S.-based pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. It becomes the world's first Western nation ready to begin mass inoculations against a disease that has sickened nearly 64 million people worldwide, including more than 1.4 million deaths. British media reports hospitals in England have been told to get ready to start doing vaccinations for medical workers as early as next week. Pfizer said it would immediately begin shipping limited supplies to Britain and has been gearing up for even wider distribution if given a similar nod by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, a decision expected as early as next week. While Britain has ordered enough Pfizer vaccine for 20 million people, it's not clear how much will arrive by year's end. Talking with the AP, Chatham House's David Harper says the process of approval was something the UK regulator and the vaccine companies had been working on for some time.
There is no drop in the standards of assessment, so I'd have to make that absolutely crystal clear. Where the time has been gained is actually in streamlining the whole process from the start of the research and development.
The White House Wednesday pushed back against press reports that Federal Drug Administration Commissioner Steve Hahn had been called to the White House to explain delays in approving a Pfizer coronavirus vaccine, noting that such meetings are routine. Quote, "What I will say about Dr. Hahn is it is par for the course for the chief of staff to meet with him as we're trying to save American lives with the vaccine in record time," end quote. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said regarding a meeting between Hahn and White House Chief of Staff. This is VOA.